I give a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, and each small, caring act turns my life around beyond my expectations. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I give a touch, a smile, a kind word, a loving, listening ear, an honest compliment, and each small, caring act turns my life around beyond my expectations. The comment that most of us make is that we live in the dung heap of the past. We live in the dung heap of the past. We live in the garbage of the past. We live in the toilet of the past. We live in however we want to use the word, but we do that. This morning at the table, we had a discussion, and then there was an interruption by people who were not supposed to be interrupting. And somebody else said, hey, you're not supposed to interrupt. You always interrupt. And then the soliloquy going back into ancient history, saying the problems that were confronted and bringing them all up in the present where they had no place to be. But they were like a they were like a shadow thrown over everything. Whenever we bring up the past, whenever we bring up anything that we have been distressed about, it's like throwing a shadow over it. The Bible has a definite statement for this. You see, each one of us is at the temple. Each one of us is a temple. And the Bible says, before you go to the temple, if you have aught against your brother, go and make amends, and then come to the temple. So, if in any way we have unhappiness with our fellow, if in any way we have a feeling that everything is kaput with our fellow, then what we should do is to stop whatever we're doing, go and make amends, and be done with it. We go and make amends and be done with it. Ellen, what does it mean to make amends in its general phrase?
To make peace with myself. Make peace.
To make peace with yourself.
And let it go.
My God. My God, she's got it. I believe she's got it. Say it again.
To make peace with myself and let it go.
And let it go. You see, if you're going to go and talk to God and say, God, I bless my brother. He's a shithead and he's a stupid person and he's the dumbest thing that ever walked the face of the earth. But I'll make peace with him right now. And God and you would say, hey, that doesn't sound like peace. That sounds like the clarion call for war, for more. when you make peace, if you ever make peace, and I don't know that any of you have ever made peace, you absolutely forget whatever it was that made you not be at peace. You do not bring it up again. You do not ever think of it again. You don't, literally, you got lots of new stuff that comes up every day. You don't have to worry about thinking up to the past, remember? You don't have to worry about that. So, when we can learn to follow the statement in the Bible, go to the Father who seeth in secret. And before you do, though, you have to make peace with your brother. If you don't make peace with your brother, there's no sense in going to Father and have him see in secret. Because, you see, you're going to be living in that dung heap. You're going to be living in that pile of crap. And so you go to the Father within, and all you're going to see is the negative thing that you've been facing. I want peace. I want peace. Oh, it's not going to come as long as we live in the past. I find the Jews make a great mistake in living and reliving and reliving and living and reliving the Holocaust. It's over. It was not right that it be done. It was not nice. It was not in any way anything acceptable, but it's done. And you must let it go if you're going to move on with your life to do beautiful things. The Hatfields and McCoy is a famous old feud story from America, and the Hatfields and the McCoys hated each other. They hated each other with a passion, with a terrible feeling, and the children had no idea why their parents hated each other, because they weren't even born when they started hating each other. Mm-hmm. And it destroys everything that it comes in contact with. We need to, before we go to the temple, which is our inner presence, we go to our brother and make amends. To make amends doesn't mean that we put a bandage on it. It means that we wipe it away. We exonerate it. We give it no more attention, no more life. And then we go on. I give a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, and each small, caring act turns my life around beyond my expectation. In every family, there's a black sheep, or there's one or two members of the family that are not, you know, in with the family. They're off doing their own things, and the family really doesn't care, but they think they're the black sheep because they did what they wanted to do. And Ellen, she felt she was a black sheep in her family because she went off to do her thing. And when Ellen and her husband separated, she went off to America to work in the university. And some of her family thought she was a black sheep. They didn't care. They didn't care. Ellen thought she was a black sheep. Ellen thought that she was doing something that the rest of the family didn't approve of, because she hadn't fully approved of it. Well, Stefan did the same thing. Stefan decided to be part of the university here, and his family said, I don't understand why you're doing it, but that's your business, you know. And so Stefan went back to visit his family many times. And in his last letter, he said he went to visit them. And when he visited them, he had such a good time. He had such a wonderful time sharing with them, talking about everything up and down and over and out. And he said the reason he had such a good time was he no longer felt he had to prove himself to them. He could just be himself. Now, when are we going to learn to do that? And that's a magic act. Just be yourself. Don't try to prove yourself to anybody. Just let who you are stand out so beautifully that everyone is going to say, yeah, that's a nice guy, that's a nice lady, I like them, you know. This is what we want to do. This is what it means. I give a touch. Stefan gave a touch to his family of his laughter and his love. A smile. He certainly smiled. His enough white teeth to really smile. A kind word. Yeah. He's always thinking kind words and good thoughts about his family. A listening ear. He listened to what their problems were, perhaps for the first time in his life. And listening to what their problems were, they felt he cared. And he felt he cared. And he did care. That's beautiful. An honest compliment? That's hard to come by. It's hard to find something to compliment another person about, especially when you're not feeling proper about them. But an honest compliment goes miles. And each small caring act turns my life around beyond my expectations. It certainly turns Stefan's life around, and turns Ellen's life around. But you see, it only took Ellen, 20-some years to arrive at that point. And Ellen went back to her family and said, hey, I like you just the way you are. And they said to her, that's the way we feel about you, Mom. And all of a sudden, all of the barriers started falling down. There's a few more she's working on, but the barriers started falling down in her immediate family and in her extended family. But there's still a few little barriers that she wants to let fall down. And how do you let them go down? You don't remember the past, except for the lovely things, if you will. And even that you don't remember, because you should be building up new things on today, new things to love and to delight in today. No. That's not an easy thing to do when you're used to going around bitching and garbaging and rapping everybody and knocking everything. A lot of people do that, you know. But it's worth training yourself in this new condition, in this new position of really feeling one with everything, you know, really feeling fantastic. But that takes work. That takes work. I'm going to buy a present for each one of you. Actually, I buy three presents. I buy a zipper for your mouth and a blindfold for each of your eyes. So, you speak no evil, see no evil, and I haven't figured out how to handle the brain part. You think no evil. You got an idea about how I could do that one? That'd be good. And they should be in the mail soon. And when they come, I'll sew them in for you. Okay?
Okay.
And so all you will do will be to speak loving, beautiful, gentle thoughts. That comes right through the zipper. The evil is it makes you shock every time you speak it. You think an evil thought, and you can't. Boom, boom, boom. It's like a dog wanting to bark and wanting to run out of the area of his play, and the thing on his throat says, don't. Oh, you get a little shock, and so he remembers not to do that. But we don't want to train our dog like that. But I'll train you guys like that. That doesn't bother me at all, because you're intelligent enough. Well, I'm not sure about that. If you were intelligent enough, I could say it once, and you would do it. Can I say once to you, 2 times 2 is 4, and you remember it?
Yeah.
Can I say once to you, hush, and you remember it? Can I say once to you, love your neighbor like
yourself?
And I don't know if that's too good an idea. love your neighbor like you'd like to be loved. You know, that might be a more realistic thing, because with some of the attitudes that go around in the world, if people love their neighbor that way, they'd be in a constant state of war. And that's unfortunate. But think about these things. I give a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, and each small caring act turns my life around beyond my expectations. Think about that. Think about that. Little by little, you're noticing things happening in your life. I know Ellen is, I know Sylvia and Ingeborg is. Little by little, you're noticing things happening. You don't really have the courage to say, it's your decision that did it. But it is. It's your decision to be a master that has done that. Now, we got a good thing going. Let's work it in all areas of our life. Work it in all areas of our life. And when you're ready to do that, then you have fulfilled the statement. If you have aught against your brother, before you go to the temple, which is your temple, your body, the temple of the living God, before you go in that temple, oh my gosh, you know, you go to your brother and you say, come on, let's put up your fight. Put up your dukes, let's fight. And he'll say, about what? Well, we were mad at each other. I wasn't mad at you. You may have been mad at me, but I don't know. What are we mad about? Well, the Hatfield and McCoy, I can't remember what they're mad about. And, okay, well, Well, since we're not mad, give me a hug. And he says, well, I don't know that we're that good of friends, but come on, give me a hug. And so you get a hug. And once you get the hug, everything falls right into place. Everything falls right into place. When people can say to you, I love you, after they have told you for years that they couldn't tolerate you, you made a big stride. Even if they say it only for words. But when they say it often enough, they'll begin believing it. So when you start saying often enough, I like me, I'm happy, everything is in divine order, then so it is. And it's a wonderful thing. You're the master, the total master of your life, of your world, of your experiences. So have a lovely day today and just think beautiful thoughts. And remember that I love you, I love you, I love you.